All right, talking with the man in the middle, number 55, started all 12 at center last year. Jake Hansen, how's it going?
Good, thanks for having me.
We appreciate your time. There's an incredible tradition here at your position. I mean, talking about Jordan Holmes, Dan Weaver from the Harrington days, Max Unger, Ronis Grassu. What goes through your head when you think about that you're kind of next in this great lineage as Duck centers?
There's definitely high expectations playing the position where there's been so many great players to come before me, and I just try to live up to that expectation every day. You know, just think of how they came and played the game before me, and you know how I just need to live on that legacy, I guess you could say.
All right, as somebody who's done this for a while, I always kind of compare you offensive linemen to almost like public servants or cops.
Yeah.
You kind of do the grunt work. You don't get the glory. You keep everything moving.
True.
And I know you come from a football family. So have you always been a lineman? Is that like the family business?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I guess everybody in my family is just big, so it's kind of just what we get thrown into when we start playing.
And was your grandfather played in the NFL?
Yeah, he played for the LA Rams in the, I want to say, late 50s.
Oh, really?
For a couple of years, yeah.
Huh, I didn't know that. With all the research being done, and there was that report this week about long-term effects of playing this game, I mean, I once heard a coach say it's a collision game. And I read you did not play in elementary school. So kind of what was the logic with your parents, and when did you start playing, I guess you would say, tackle football?
Yeah, I started playing tackle football going into my sixth grade year. So I didn't play for the first, like, 4 years that I could have been able to play. And my parents' philosophy was just to just really let me play when I actually, you know, came to the age where I was physically ready to, you know, take on contact and not really burn me out from the sport or, you know, endanger me or in any kind of way.
So they were kind of cutting edge. They were a little ahead of their time.
I guess so.
Did you play any other kind of ball, or you kind of a jock, or pretty much want to be a football player?
Yeah, well, I always wanted to be a football player. Even when they wouldn't let me, I always asked them wanting to play, but they knew best.
So, you know, what I asked this many years ago about one of the Duck linemen, and he had a great story from when I think he was in high school. Like I said, quarterbacks and, you know, the wide receivers get the glory. Have you ever been tempted as a lineman in a blowout to be like, come on, coach, one time, let me get in there and throw a bomb?
No, I would make a fool of myself if I ever did that.
How have things been coming together? We always hear about the camaraderie, and I don't have to tell you, football's an inside out.
Yeah.
If you're not cohesive on the offensive line, everything comes apart. So you guys were really young from a year ago, especially with those guys who were red shirts with you. How you feeling right now about heading into this season?
I feel great. I mean, we've just come even stronger. We've became, you know, even tighter as a group. You know, just gained even more chemistry before, and you know, having Tyrell back is going to be huge. I mean, obviously, he's one of the best offensive linemen in the country. So, you know, having him back is going to be really big. And we've just all us young guys have gotten so much better individually. And I think that's really going to help us as a group.
All right, a couple more questions. So last year began with Dakota Prukop at quarterback. Then for the Husky game, enter Justin Herbert, the true freshman. As a lineman, do you feel any extra pressure when there's a new guy in there, or you've got your own responsibilities, blocking schemes, dealing with the defense, that it's more important you excel at your job rather than concern yourself with who's behind you?
I'd say it's a little bit of both. You know, I'd say mostly you just got to be locked into what you're doing. You can't really – I mean, you have to be trusting of the guys next to you, but you can't really be worrying about them, I guess you could say. But, you know, I never worried about Justin being back there. I knew that he could get the job done even when, you know, he was in his first start. You know, and he's just grown so much as a player that, you know, he's going to do an even better job this year.
Yeah, it's almost been a cliche that everybody's been asking. Coach wanted him to kind of step up, and the quarterback is a natural leader, but he wanted to hear him be more vocal. I mean, you saw him from practicing, from winning the backup job to getting the starting job to now keeping the starting job and being the guy. How much could you tell how much he's grown and has maybe had a willingness to accept that leadership role?
Yeah, it's definitely night and day with, you know, from his first start to now. Obviously, Justin's never going to be a real loud vocal guy. He's never going to be a...
Not going to grab the pom-poms?
Yeah, he's not going to give you a big rah-rah speech before a game, but he's definitely become more of a vocal leader than he was last year. You know, he was he was just really shy last year and didn't have a lot of confidence. But as the season went on, he's just grown as a person and as a player. And, you know, he's in a much better position than he was last year to lead this team.
All right, cool. Hey, Jake, I appreciate your time. Thanks for spending some time with us. Have a great season. Talk to you soon and stay healthy.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
All right. Take it easy.